Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to words allaying anxiety as portrayed in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 211 penned by Kavan Mullai Podanar. Set in the drylands of Palay, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady in response to the lady's words of worry about the man who had parted away. அம்சில் ஓதி ஆய்வளை நெகிழ நொந்தும் நம் அருளார் நீ தோற்கு அஞ்சல் எஞ்சினம் வாளி தோழி என்றாது தீந்த மரா அத்து ஓங்கல் வெஞ்சினை வேனில் ஓர் இனர் தேனோடு ஊதி ஆறாது பெயரும் தும்பி நீர் இல் வைப்பின் சுரன் இறந்தோரே. He left without a care, you should care not, says this verse. In the opening words, Amsil Odi Aivalai Negila, meaning making the etched bangles of the maiden with beautiful fine hair slip away, we are given a glimpse of pining that attacks the lady. The phrase Teen the Maram refers to a scotched burflower tree, and a single flower in summer is painted with the words Venil or Yinar. We glance at two different insects, Thane referring to a honeybee and Thumbi referring to a dragonfly. Ending with the word Suran Irandore, meaning he parted away to the drylands, the verse welcomes us to explore more. Twin bees and a burnt tree, we see. The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a married life when the man parted away to gather wealth. As time passed, the lady worried that thinking about her pitiable state, the man would return without completing his task. To the worried lady, the confidant says, making the well-crafted bangles of the maiden with beautiful fine tresses slip away, he parted without kindness, even when in suffering. Remove your worry with regard to him, my friend. With barely anything left, Scotch stands the Maraam tree in summer. On its high parched branch blooms a single flower, and along with a honey bee, a Thumbi searches for nectar, and not finding it, flies away from those waterless spaces of the drylands through which he traverses. With these words, the confidant assures the lady there's no need to worry about the man returning halfway, considering the person he is. How is the confidant so sure? She starts by talking about how the man went without considering the lady would suffer in pining, as witnessed by the slipping away of her bangles. So she tells the lady not to fear about the man returning halfway when he sees scenes of nature echoing the loneliness of the lady. Then she goes on to describe the drylands path through which the man is walking through. Owing to the effects of a sweltering summer, a burflower tree is all but burnt. On a high withering branch, a single flower is blooming, and around this flower, not only a honeybee but also a dragonfly can be seen buzzing around. No matter how much these insects poke and pry, there's no nectar to be savored. And these insects fly away defeated in that arid drylands where the man is now walking through, the confidant concludes. What the confidant is trying to tell her friend is that the man was so determined that he went away in spite of knowing the lady would suffer. And so, even if he sees these buzzing insects give up their quest, he's not going to change his mind and return halfway. In a sense, the confidant is telling her friend not to worry too much about the man and to find the strength within to bear with the separation. Perhaps a subtle note to remove anxiety about what others would say and do, and instead focus on what one can in a moment of crisis. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.